Tatula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way.
Walt Tatula, Road Rage. Ramona, we've gotten real far on the review of last week's games. And I said I wasn't going to do the same thing today. And yet, here we are, where I think most of the day has still been about Clemson LSU. Or about Clemson in general. Zeke on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Zeke, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Zeke. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I'm not going to be... Thanks, man. Appreciate you getting me in. Not going to be around tomorrow. I just want to give you some picks for this weekend.
Yeah.
Start with the ACC. I got Carolina win of a wall. Carolina won't cover this weekend. And I'll give you my opinion why. And I want to get some feedback. But I think this weekend, Petrino will try to get ever some more confidence. But I don't think he's going to open up the playbook to go for big blowout and give Clemson anything to study. I think he stays more vanilla this weekend, Walt. Again, that's just my thoughts. They'll win, yeah. But I don't see them covering 35.5.
Yeah,
for that reason.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Although, you know, really the part where I think you excelled was I think your defense looked good. I mean, after the first quarter of that game, I think your defense took control. They rushed for like 100 yards earlier, then they didn't rush for a yard the rest of the game. And you have three or four dudes on that defense.
Well, on the offense, what it does excite me is I like our running back rotation, but I really like, because yeah. I love Shipp. I think he's a great talent wide receiver. But I love that tight end from Ohio State, Walt.
Yeah.
That dude's so. But I think they win, but I don't think they cover for that reason. Yeah. A couple more picks. I got Duke going to Illinois and getting an upset win.
Wow.
At Illinois. Yeah, I know.
The fighting going. Nate Shepherds with Walker Egett at quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not the same Illinois team. They lost a lot from last year.
No, it's not. Tennessee wins at Georgia Tech, but I don't think they cover that 12.5, Walt. I think Clemson does cover the 20.5 at home in that game. And then, Walt, I've got a couple upset picks on the national scene. Two games I think you like. Number one, I like North Dakota State to upset Air Force. I think that's a game that people ought to pay attention to watch, but I got North Dakota State to win that game in an upset. And the other one, Walt, I want to pick upset I think you'll like.
And by the way, I like both those teams. I like North Dakota State and Air Force. I think Air Force is a vastly improved team with a dual threat quarterback. But
yeah,
North Dakota State is a powerhouse program, and now they've moved up in weight class.
Yeah, and Air Force better not overlook them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, that is a... That's a team you overlook. And then, Walt, I got my big upset pick. I got Kentucky to upset Alabama in Lexington.
Yeah, I think that's possible. I think with Minshew, they have a dynamic dual-threat quarterback. And what I really like about Kentucky, in addition to Stein, is I looked at every player along the line of scrimmage for them, and I just think they have the size and athletic ability to compete with Alabama at least hold their own up front, and therefore I think they're going to be right in that game.
And last thing I'll say is, as we look ahead to Clemson, North Carolina, I will say this, looking at both teams, if North Carolina is able to run the ball against Clemson, and I'm not saying they can, that's the big if, but if they can run the ball, those three backs in that line can run the ball, then I think that game becomes really interesting, because I definitely think North Carolina's defense, I think their defensive line will hold their own against Clemson's offensive line, Walt.
I agree. I think North Carolina is a bigger problem now than I would have ever imagined. From a Clemson perspective, I think it's unfortunate, but I think that's the reality.
And what is the name for number 9, the edge rusher for Carolina? What's his name?
Oh,
had a lot.
Yeah, a boot.
I can't pronounce it right.
Yeah, I'll try and give you the actual pronunciation. I know it every week, and then I wind up forgetting it.
Walt, is he a first, second-round draft pick?
I think he is. I think he is. I think he's a big, athletic defensive end. He's 6'5", 255, maybe 260. He has some juice. I think he had like 10 sacks last year.
Yeah. Well, Walt, as always, man, thanks for getting me in, and we'll call on Monday and see how the picks went.
Absolutely, Zeke. Thank you. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Thank
All right,
you.
Bye-bye.
It is Craig, I'll get right to you. It is Is he hurt? Is he out? Oh, here he is. It's Abu Jaoud. Abu Jaoud. I think he is potentially a round one pick. I do. I think he has that type of explosive athleticism. Honestly, I talked about him before the game in Ireland as one of the guys. The thing is, he wasn't the only guy who impressed. I thought North Carolina had four or five guys on that defense that really impressed in that game. Xavier Lewis, the sophomore defensive tackle, I believe he's number 90, if memory serves. He was incredibly dynamic in that game. I think he had 4.5 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks, whatever it was. I thought he was really dynamic. I was impressed with the Carolina defense. I thought as the game went on, they just took over the game completely. TCU rushed for like 100 yards in the first quarter in a few minutes, and then the rest of the game they rushed for zero. Craig on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. How are you, Craig?
You know what? I guarantee one thing today.
What's that?
I won't be the dumbest caller.
That's a fact.
Hey, now that I'm a Clemson fan, I told you it was going to be an ugly game. I just didn't know it was going to be ugly one-sided. Now I'm focusing and concentrating on all this college stuff. So with the portal, I've always ignored it with this. I use this Jacobs guy. You talk about him, the left tackle guy. Right? That's my example. He was a freshman last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a sophomore now. So last year they played in the Pinstripe Bowl. This year they're going to be, 8-5, whatever, playing the Chiquita Banana Bowl. See, what's to say these guys that you say are pretty good say, you know what, I've had 2 years here. I'm going. I want to be in the playoffs. I want to be on these national televised games.
Yeah.
What's to say these guys that are really good don't go north for Clemson?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, except his dad was obviously a very good running back, and I think they like it here at Clemson, and so I would expect,
it could be any player,
right?
It could
right.
be any player.
But well, again, that's a fact. That's the world we live in. That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, maybe. And again, this is not a knock on the coach. I love him as a human being. Yeah. I almost think of him as like Jimmy Carter. You know, he was a bad president, but he was a great humanitarian.
Yeah, but,
a great
but, human yeah, being. Yeah, but
that's
no.
What I think of that.
Jimmy Carter didn't win two national championships.
I know that. But that's irrelevant. I'm just saying this is not a knock on the coach and not on Dabo. I'm not going to bash Dabo. But what's to say these really good players starting to go the other way don't make them think, you know what, we really got to do something here or we're going to be Wichita State in 2 years. I mean, again, I'm only starting focusing on this for 2 weeks, but something's got to give, and it starts at the top. Unless these guys like Jacobs, there's a linebacker you say that's really good.
Yeah, Brown.
He says, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm not playing 8-5. I want to be in the playoffs and play in bowl games.
So what you're trying to suggest is that what Clemson needs to have happen is basically hit rock bottom by having their star players jump ship.
Maybe.
Well, I hope we don't get to that point. I think that if things do not change dramatically this year, meaning Clemson does not wind up 10-2 or better, then I think you're going to see some change with Dabo Swinney in terms of the level at which they attack the transfer portal. And
okay,
but we'll see.
I just have one more thing to add, but actually we're talking, I kind of forgot about it. But, but you're right. In this generation, the one thing he should have done, and he knows, he's in his office sitting there. He knows this. He thought we should have went and got a better quarterback. He knows it. He knows it. He's not dumb. He knows, and maybe, you know what, whatever it takes, we got to go get a quarterback. Oh, here's what I was going to say. Clemson, I'm sorry. I'm your fan now. I didn't hit rock bottom, but I am, used to rock bottom. So if any Clemson fan needs help, I only charge about $125 an hour to talk you off the ledge. Okay?
Thank you, Craig.
Peace and love, everybody.
Thank you, Craig.
I think Craig already cursed Clemson. I think having Craig join the Clemson side right before LSU was probably the absolute worst thing that could have happened. Unimaginable horror having Craig join the Clemson bandwagon right before LSU. That was actually the kiss of death. Craig is the guy who's responsible. Craig is responsible for what happened at LSU. Let me get Illini J in here. We got to get to these games, man. Last week's, we still got to get to last week's. Illini J. Jay, great to have you. Jay, first of all, thank you for the ice cream, Jay. I finished all my coffee ice cream. Secondly, thank you to your father and you for the amazing woodwork of Road Rage. Just tremendous. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Walt. My dad has listened to me talk about you and Ramona over the years, and you know, he thought, you know, I'll make something for him.
That's awesome. What's your dad's first name?
Yeah, Dana.
Dana, that's right. Dana. Again, thanks to Dana and thanks to you, Jay. Very kind of both of you.
Well, he's a good guy, and he's a good woodworker, but he's a better person.
Oh, no doubt.
He really is. So, hey, I want to respond to Zeke's little call about
Duke take much
going
to learn
into
Jan.
Champaign and beating Illinois. Okay, Illinois, I think I texted you earlier. They're -6, which I think is woefully. It's great for people that want to bet on Illinois. I mean, Duke beat Tulane, correct me if I'm wrong, 17-3 last week in Durham, and they had a guy that rushed for 235 yards, and they only won 17-3 against Tulane.
I mean, Tulane's been a really good program. They're not, you know, quite the same, but they've still been a really good.
Yeah, back when Terry Bowden was there.
No. Willie Fritz won
Willie Fritz too. Yeah. But I think this Duke team is very undermanned. You know, Illinois beat them by, I believe, 24 points or 21 points last year in Durham when they had Darian Mensah.
Yeah, but now you lost a lot of guys off last year's team. I mean, you had to replace a good deal of your offensive line. Yeah, I don't know what to think of this game. You think it's the Illini in a blowout?
No, I didn't say a blowout. I said they're going to cover the 6 points.
Okay, all right.
You know, I think it's more like a 31-21, 35-21 game.
Okay.
I don't know why Zeke thinks Duke is going to go up to Champaign and win.
Well, look, I like Hauser, your quarterback. I liked him at East Carolina, and I think you saw the impact of not having him at East Carolina the other day. The drop-off from Hauser to Mitch Griffiths, who's like 112 and still playing college football, was significant. And I think Keaton Hauser could have a good year for Illinois. So
yeah, Hauser's going to have a great year. He threw for 4 touchdowns last weekend. My other thing is Vezina a fifth-year quarterback with Clemson, or he's...
No. No.
So this is his last year.
Yeah. Well...
Well, you know, the most favorite person on any college football team after a subpar performance is the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of people are clamoring for Reynolds to get in there.
Vezina can come back next year. So,
He can come back. Yeah. Okay, so he's not a fifth year.
Right.
He's a fourth year senior. Right. Okay. Well, good luck to Clemson. Good luck to South Carolina. And, you know, screw Duke. Come on.
Thank you, Jay. All right. We're going to break. When we get back, we are going to wrap. We're going to wrap up. Actually, we're going to really get going with the reviews of last week's games. I think we've covered like 2 friggin' games. All right. We've obviously covered Clemson LSU. So we have probably like 7 games to go. We'll do that when we get back.
Our hosts listen to themselves talk all day long.
Make your thoughts known
and vote on all of our Ingles poll questions. Find them in the poll section on our website
at theroarfm.com.
The Roar.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina. Either that or Fairplay, South Carolina is based in Yoder's. By what I have just seen.
What'd
producer Ramona has turned.
What'd I do?
She has turned. She has selected Georgia Southern in the upcoming week.
I know.
She took Georgia Southern.
I know.
Is that the first time you have ever gone against Clemson?
I don't think so. Maybe once.
Last year. Yeah.
But I don't think so.
But never.
I don't do it all the time.
Yeah, but never for a Georgia Southern. God, next thing you know, you'll be picking South Carolina.
Did I do that?
No, you've never picked South Carolina, not one single time.
Yeah.
You go against them every single time.
What's
really
unbelievable.
What's really unbelievable, this is my first peek at this week's selections, is that it's Georgia Southern 7-5.
See, it ain't just me.
No, well, I want it to be known that I am one of the last good guys standing.
I can see that too.
Yes, because I took Clemson, not because I'm overwhelmed, but because I just think Georgia Southern sucks.
20 points.
That worked well for you last week.
I know. I did really horrible, didn't I?
that too many points stuff, that worked well for you last week.
I got to get on something.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
That's why I'm trying the home games now.
Yeah, we're going to save that. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Oh, Ramona. Hey, guess what?
What?
My WWVA VIP list has arrived. Mr. Fender and myself, Ramona.
The car thing?
That's right. The car thing.
The car thing. Yeah. As soon as I went on the website, asked me if I wanted to be a VIP. That's 100% false.
That's 100% false.
No,
there's only Mr. Fender, myself.
We did that on the air.
And about six other people nationally. And you are not one of them.
There's some more people.
You will never be special in that regard.
I'll never be a VIP.
That's right. You will never be a VIP here. It's just Mr. Fender, myself. Mr. Fender actually bought a vehicle from them. I have tried on like two occasions. But the vehicles I wanted were purchased by some other VIP before I got there.
Wow, unusual that the few VIPs took all the cars.
Well, I mean, we get the first shot. We get the first shot. Like I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now. What do we have here? A Mustang, a Corvette. They usually give me things that suit my like taste. Like you know, I four-wheel drive stuff is what I generally get. Let's see. We got a 75 Chevrolet K15. What's this? Ooh, that's a 1966 Ford F100. what else? We got an older Ford Bronco. What is this thing right here? Who painted this?
It was spray painted.
I think Stevie Wonder painted this.
Spray painted instead of painted regular.
It's not good. I don't like this paint job. It's a 78 Ford Bronco. High dollar frame off restoration. Resto mod V8. Cold AC. 1,000 miles on the new build. $58,900. I'm gonna pass on that.
The air conditioner is something that they list as a bonus.
Oh, it's an older vehicle. It's important that it has cold air. That matters. Now the paint job. See, that's the first thing I'd have to do with that thing. I'd have to get rid of that hideous paint job. Red, yellow. What is that? Black, brown? I can't even tell. Like in stripes all along the sides? No, I can't do that. All right. Sorry, I'm not gonna buy anything. Mr. Fender, though, I think there's a couple things here that might interest you.
Why? Because they look like they'll break down?
Yes. Yes. Mr. Fender actually did try, and he purchased a vehicle. Remember, it was to, get out of Kansas? Or what? He was stuck in Kansas. How'd it go? He was stuck in Kansas, and he wanted to get out of Kansas.
Yeah, and he called the tow truck, and it cost more for the tow than he paid for the car.
Well, you know, maybe Mr. Fender wasn't a VIP at that point. He's probably choosing from the lesser vehicles. The lesser people and the lesser vehicles.
Oh, so he wasn't a VIP.
Yeah, he wasn't a VIP then. He's a VIP now.
You're the only person that's a VIP.
Right. Now he gets the better. Now he's joined me and gets the better selections.
That's probably it.
That's what it is.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah. And you know, you could never get in. They would never let you in. It's special.
As soon as I went to type on the invitation.
Don't tell any lies. That's false. I know you're telling a lie.
It went away.
That's a lie. Oh, it went away. See, that's right. That's right.
That's what it was. Wink, wink.
No, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. There's no way they let you in the club. It just wouldn't happen. It's just, again, it's only for the special. Like I said, there's
special.
Yeah, there's like one of us for every 10 states or so. Scott on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Scott.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about Dabo this week, so I'm going to mention something real quick, and then I'm moving on.
Right.
I think you misunderstood me the other night when I called Morgan and talked to him. My point on that, Walt, was I think we needed to use the portal, but my stance was if Dabo is not going to use money in the portal, he has to develop players, and we hadn't been doing any of that either. So I don't know.
Well, that wasn't my point. My point was you had said that I had said over and over and over that it was Vezina's fault. No, that's not true. I said there was everybody to blame, including the coordinators, who I thought did a terrible job. But Christopher Vezina, contrary to what's been said, people just didn't watch the game or didn't watch the film or didn't understand what they were seeing. But in the first quarter of the game, he had time to throw. He actually had a clean pocket from most of those early throws. And he threw the ball fairly well at that point.
He did, and I just have zero confidence, man. I got zero confidence in either one of our quarterbacks.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, he played really poorly. I mean, he cost you 18 points in the first half. Now, you might not want to blame him because he has no experience and he was thrown into that environment. That's why you needed a veteran quarterback who had played football before to go into that environment and compete.
Well, I don't know that it mattered, Walt. Our offensive line is horrible, and it is not going to get better. We didn't make any substitutions. I can get my brains beat in with a rookie.
Well, I think it will. I think it will get better. I think that's going to be the worst. I think that's going to be the worst that it was all year. I think it will be.
I hope. I'm not a big Matt Luke fan. I don't know. He has a history of winning, but Dabo does too. So if we're going to hold Dabo accountable for screwing it up, we need to hold Matt Luke accountable. And you know.
Yeah, again, I think there was plenty of blame to go around. I mean, there was at least a sack or two that was directly on Chad Morris because of a ridiculous blocking scheme. It wasn't all offensive line. The offensive line did not play quite as badly as people think. I mean, you've got to give them a chance. Jacobs at left tackle played okay. I think Sewell, for the most part, at center played all right. There were missed assignments as the game went on. And some of those were on basic things that were not – you know, new to football. It wasn't Baker was just completely out scheming guys. You know, he's bringing multiple linebacker blitzes. He's crossing the linebackers. There's nothing outrageous that he did. And yet Clemson had a number of missed assignments in picking that up, you know, and people want to blame Gideon Davidson. Look, if it's like the first rule of running the football, you cannot let your running back get hit in the backfield. And he was getting hit in the backfield on virtually every carry he had, except the first one of the game, which was probably the best call of the game. It was a 4x0 counter, and Davidson got 4.5 yards right up the middle. And I thought, okay, so second down, we're going to come back and we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to run right back up the middle again. No, run wide to Chris Johnson, lose 2 yards, and then throw an incomplete on third down.
My problem with the running backs wasn't how they ran the balls, how they didn't freaking block for nothing. You know, it just nothing. But anyway, Bravos, we always get it to within three, and then we kind of come back a little bit. So we're hanging on. We cannot afford to lose two out of three this weekend to the Phillies. I'm glad they're coming here this time around instead of us going up there, because I think they got a little more momentum than what we got right now.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but like you said, I think the Braves have been holding on, and you know, I still think the Braves will hold on, but we'll see.
Are we one and done, though, first round and out?
I am still worried about pitching slot number two.
Yep.
In a playoff situation, that still worries me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Sale and whatever else.
Right.
It's crazy to have all these arms and not have anybody step up all year long, Walt.
If I had to put my money on something, and this is Chalk City, I thought before the year it would be the Dodgers and the Braves, and maybe it still is, but I would say the Dodgers and the Brewers. And quite honestly,
Walt, we've played 148 games, 148 games, and nobody stepped up yet. What makes anybody think they're going to step up in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that's the concern, and I think the Brewers have the best bullpen in baseball, and I think they could beat the Dodgers.
Yep. So gonna be interesting. We're gonna have to score a lot of runs to win these things. Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Scott.
See, man.
Good job.
Let's turn the page. Let's go.
Hey, Ramona, look at dude's suit jacket. My contention is this dude is blind. Sam Acho, my contention is he is colorblind. I made this point with you the other day. Okay,
lobster color.
Okay, Ramona, you're looking at it.
A lobster bisque.
Is he blind? Is he colorblind? He has to be. There is a lobster bisque. That's the ugliest color sport jacket. I don't even know how you describe that. It's more like a highway cone color.
Oh, yeah.
Dude is dressed as a highway cone, except his shirt is blue and his tie looks purple. His shirt is blue.
Yeah.
His tie is purple. His jacket is highway cone. He has got to be colorblind. I mean, what was it the other day I said?
It
was a red and black grandma's tablecloth checkerboard, big checkerboard, with a pink polka dot tie and a pink shirt. Dude is colorblind. I mean, they must have laughed their A's off when that dude walked in and bought that jacket. You know what I mean? Like, they only put that jacket there for the people who are colorblind.
Yeah.
You know, they probably tell them, oh, yeah, it's nice. It's black.
It's gray.
It's gray. It's a nice gray. It'll go good with your eyes. We have to go to break. Sam Acho, definitely colorblind. Either that or he has the worst taste ever. He's got to be colorblind because it's every time. It's every time. Now, he's sort of a dummy, too, to be honest. I mean, he's probably the dumbest person I hear on television. I don't know. But, you know, he seems like he has a nice personality. We'll be back.
The Tigers are finally back in Death Valley. Get ready for an action-packed game day as Clemson returns to Memorial Stadium for their home opening clash with Georgia Southern.
Boise State, Ramon, this is actually a game I got wrong. Boise State, I thought, really looked good. And I had them as my G6 team in the playoff. So, in the one sense, I felt good about that. I thought Oregon looked awful. I mean, terrible. It's like they didn't get the start time. I mean, I thought in every area, they look like two steps slow. And stupid. I thought Lanning and the two coordinators did a terrible job in terms of preparation. I thought they were undisciplined. Just lots of stupid, ridiculous errors. An allegedly elite team can't play that way. I picked that team to win the national championship. They are going to have to play a lot better than they played
in a home game against Boise State. A lot better. I thought they were just fairly horrific. The good news for them is they have time to figure it out, and the talent is still there for them to figure it out. Whether they do or not, we'll see. I'm sticking with that. I think we dropped Oregon too low this week in our map poll. We'll talk about that tomorrow, too. But it depends, you know, sort of how you view it. I think from a Boise State standpoint, they prove they belong. This notion that the G6 teams can't compete, that was proven false. Boise State went into Outson, and they were the better team for the vast majority of the game. So I think we can put that to bed. And when you have quality G6 teams, they can 100% compete, especially in this world that we live in. Ramona, you had that one right.
You don't have to say it like that. This is the Bennett Equipment Pick'em Contest, by the way.
Bennett Equipment Pick'em Contest,
yes,
exactly
this
right.
Is week one results. You don't have to say it like that. I got two right. I got Boise State and UCLA.
Yeah, I was really just the start here. I see all these red, you know.
I know, a lot of red.
But you came back.
No, well, I didn't. Okay. No, I don't see where I came
back. Well, I'm trying to be nice now, you know.
I don't recognize it. Sorry. You'll have to give me some more experience on that niceness.
It's funny. It's, you know, I during the break, I was actually thinking about what Noah said earlier. He said we have 5-0 disease.
And oh, I'm like, yeah, that was good.
And I'm like, what?
I know,
what do you mean by that?
You're
like, we start every year 5-0, and we wind up 5-7.
Yeah, that was really good of Noah.
5-0 disease.
Next one hurts me.
Yeah, well.
South Carolina and Kent State. That really hurt me.
Yeah.
36.5 points.
Yeah. Probably hurt you more when I called you up and told you South Carolina was
I know. I'm trying to work, and you're like, guess what? I'm like, what? Oh, South Carolina.
It's 57 to whatever it was. Whatever it was. Look, all you had to do is look back at what Kent State did last year, and they sucked out loud. So,
I sometimes do that. Yeah. And then sometimes I don't.
And I just thought that they were going to get absolutely drilled by South Carolina, and they did. And I thought South Carolina looked pretty good. I thought that, first of all, I think Kendall Bryles a massive upgrade. I think this is the best coaching staff they've had at South Carolina in many years. I think it's the most depth they've had at running back in a while, the most depth they've had at wide receiver in a while. So I think there are a lot of things to like. I don't the opponent is of no consequence. I was looking for the talent and the scheme, and I saw both of those things. So moving forward, I think they're going to have a pretty good year. You know, how good exactly? We'll see. I mean, they have to beat Mississippi State, and I think they sort of have to beat Alabama, and I think they could do that in both cases. All right, the next one was Baylor and Auburn. I thought people would go high Auburn here. They did. That was not the right play. The right play was Baylor. Baylor was the better team for anybody who watched the game. They should have won by more than they did. They should have won the game. They went for two, down one. They went to win. I'm not sure that was the right decision. Although, if Lagway puts the ball on the tight end, it's a score, and they win the game. He actually delivered a bad ball. It was behind him. I thought Lagway made some great throws late in the game, and he was banged up too. It's an interesting game because I think Baylor feels walking away from that. Auburn feels they were really lucky, and rightfully so. I think Baylor feels that they sort of screwed themselves and that they should have won the game, which I think is also true. And then UCLA and Cal. You know, this was the game when I said
– I got that one right, but you picked it.
Well,
so it didn't help me.
Well, I said – well, you know, about this game, remember this the game I said the point spread movement alarms me, that it went from –
oh, yeah, I remember
right.
Something about
Cal
that.
Being 1.5 to UCLA being favored. And I said, that alarms me. It's almost like somebody knows something. But the difference in this game was, even though Cal ran the ball well with Adam Muhammad, who's the guy I wanted Clemson to go after, even though Cal ran the ball well, Muhammad rushed for 125 yards, they couldn't stop UCLA on the ground. UCLA controlled the game on the ground, and that's how they eventually wore Cal down. I think that Syracuse is going to do the exact same thing to Cal, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. But that's a good start for UCLA. It really is. It's a big win for that program and the new coaching staff. So the next game on this list is Clemson LSU, and we're just We've talked about that all week, so we're going to skip that. Notre Dame in Wisconsin. Again, this is a big spread game. Again, the favorite covered, and it didn't look that way for the longest time, but the favorite wound up covering easily in the end as Wisconsin fell apart after. It was 13-10 at the half, Ramona. You were in good shape with this one at the half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it all went sideways. And I think it was 13-10 at the half. I know Notre Dame is the easiest schedule in the country. I did put them in my Final Four. I had reservations because I thought they lost their two best football players. And I'm just not in love with the offensive weapons that team has. I don't love C.J. Carr. I don't hate him. I think he's a fine player. He's good. He's nice. He's nice. But I saw a draft list today that C.J. Carr, number 4. I mean, are you crazy? This is nuts. He does not have the traits to support that. He just doesn't. I mean, he's a nice college quarterback. And my concern is that they just don't have the same type of weapons they had a year ago. I mean, Aeneas Williams, a nice little running back. They had a nice quarterback and a nice little running back. They had greatness last year at those running back positions. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll pick it up then.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
And it will have to happen without A.J. Brown. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville.